On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Very glad to see you. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, has the day off, but we are glad to say that I'm learning how to push all the buttons. Hopefully we haven't had too many errors along the way or any dilemmas, anything like that. So far, so good. I don't know how Rob does. He does about 20 things at a time. On the news line with us now, I would glad to say an acquaintance and a friend, Chuck Smeltz, is on the line, and he's on the finance committee of the Christ Community United Methodist Church, just a real active and eager volunteer at the church, and just one of those faithful people in our area that's making sure that his time and efforts and thoughts and prayers go into advancing our community and making sure that things happen. So good morning, Chuck. Thanks for checking in.
Morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you betcha. Tell us about the Christ Community United Methodist Church. There's a lot going on there that kind of helps in outreach and reaching out into the community. Give us a glance at some of those things.
Well, we started back in the fall a men's ministry group where we could get together, you know, discuss the word, see where we've gone, because we all know what path we need to be on. And we had a calling we felt that was tugging on our hearts to, because one of our friends that is a retired state police officer is involved with a homeless shelter down in Philadelphia. So we got involved with them, did a coat drive, a blanket drive at our church, went down one Saturday, distributed those to them. Then another time we did a chicken barbecue, took it down and fed them on a Saturday, and we had about 10 people of our from our ministry go to that. So then we get back and we thought, oh, well, we buy one of those chicken roasters so that we could possibly help out and do some things in our own church. And then pandemic hits, and we've been one of our sister groups, the Victory Baptist Church in Seelings Grove down on Park Road. They have a food bank there. We started doing some chicken barbecues for them, and the only money we would accept were like donations. The donations went to the Victory Baptist Church so that they could replenish their needs for the food bank. And a couple of friends of mine that were pretty much involved, Gary Dean and Tim Browse, we would go even take money and we'd go shopping and fill carts and carts of food and take it back to the church where they would be able to, you know, get it laid out and replenish stuff that they had used. Because during this time in that pandemic, the pastor Rob Rhines at that church said that, you know, their need had like increased 200%. So we knew that they didn't have enough, so that we just wanted to, you know, do our part. So that was how we got that started, and we've been doing chicken barbecues almost every Saturday for the last, you know, three, four months.
And those chicken barbecues are going to continue, so give us the where, when, and how.
Well, right now what we're doing is we were asked also to come to the community aid to set up on a Saturday, mainly so that their employees could come out and get something to eat. Now, we give them a discount. Now, we are at the point right now where we are selling the dinners, the chickens. We do halves 1 week. We do leg and quarters the next. We do hamburgers and hot dogs. We have a couple other ministries in our church helping out. Uganda's been a huge help. They had their hopes squashed this year. They were supposed to go on their mission trip to Uganda. Well, you know, that got canceled. And another big ministry in our church is the Cool Picnic. That got canceled for August 1st. And so the men's ministry has been trying to continue to do what we can for people, for the community, trying to make a few dollars, and everything that we make usually goes right back into buying product for the next week. We've done several, and know, I think we've helped people out. Our pastor, Pastor Randy Bennett, has from his sermons has told people, you know, even from the pulpit, what we do. And we have actually even got contributions for our men's ministry from several states across the country.
Right,
and
so
we think that's good, that this has been on our hearts of something to do to try to help people in our community that are just really still in trouble, because there are people that are basically still out of work. If they're starting back to work, they've exhausted their savings, and that's just wondering where we're going to be able to go and how we're going to get there.
And the goal would be to go there this Saturday?
Yep, we will be there this Saturday. Now, the guys, we get down there 7 o'clock, get everything set up, started, and get the chicken started, and then we will be ready to serve like at around 10 o'clock in the morning. And there again, it's all, guys will have our masks on and try to be social distance, and people that come to, if people want to purchase, they can come by and drive. It's sort of like a drive up. You tell us what you want and we'll pack it up and send you on your way.
And you're still doing by donation?
Right now, no. What we're doing now is we're selling leg quarters and stuff. And my boss, which is Gary Dean, will be upset with me because I don't know exactly what we charge for the
well, less than 20 and more than 5. How about that?
Well, I don't know if it's more. I don't know that it is more than 5, but it's going to be close to right around there, because we also have the ladies of our church helping out, because the one lady for this week is going to make 4 dozen brownies and also sugar cookies, so that we have a meal to give. We can give a leg and thigh quarter. We can give a brownie or cookie, a bag of chips, and a drink. We have water. We'll have some sodas, and you get your choice, or you can just buy chicken, whichever. But those are the type of things that we've been doing. We've been asked to go back down to the Rock Church in Philadelphia, but the guys up here are not really eager to jump on that wagon to go back down there right now with everything that's going on. So once we get the go signal, then probably we will go back and see what kind of help we can be down there. But for the most part, this is just something that our guys have felt. It is, number one, it's a need. We feel, even in our own church community, that if the men's ministry and help we're getting from Uganda, if we're not doing it, it's not going to get done. And this is even in our own backyard, is something that really needs to be done.
What is your calling to do this? It sounds like you have more than, we know the need exists, but you feel a calling to participate in being part of the solution.
We have felt that God's tugging our hearts to be a help. And we just really want to help do our part for those that may not be as fortunate as us, that we feel that, there's some of us that are pretty good, still in fairly decent shape. I know, even I look at how much I've worked since February, and it's like, geez, how you talk about exhausting savings, man. We're all digging in there pretty deep, but it's just one of those things. Hey, God said, go to Him and He will provide. So that's hopefully what we're doing for our people of our church and the people of like Victory Baptist Church and some of the other organizations that we can try to help. We have a preschool at our church, and they've been digging in, helping try to raise a few bucks for their preschool.
All right. Where can I get more information? Each week I'd want to know where you are and what you're selling, and where do I get that info?
Every week we are going to be at the Community Aid parking lot up towards the sign closest to Aubrey Alexander Toyota. See there, I give you a plug. Give them a plug, huh? But we will be at that end so that we don't get in the way of the people who want to go to Community Aid to shop. You know, hopefully we have a sign out front because during this whole thing, since we were working every week, we sort of had the bestowed upon us is called we're called the Pit Crew for Christ. So we have T-shirts that have CCUMC on it, Pit Crew for Christ, and we even have on the back of our shirts, you know, May I Pray for You, and that is amazing too. How you even get people. We had one of our guys go into a local sandwich shop after one of our days, and he said he came up to our gentleman Gary, and they were having lunch, and he says, will you pray for me? And we said, well, he said, absolutely. Because he has been married, I don't really know how long, but quite a while. And he and his wife had never been separated before. She was going to California, and he was going to be home to do all the work and everything at home, and he didn't know how he was going to do it. But through that, you know, it's just, it's the power of prayer. You know, it's one thing that will get us through all this.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We invite folks. You can go to the Facebook page of Christ Community United Methodist Church on Park Road in the Sealands Grove area and get connected up with them. And that's where you find out where they're going to be and what they're going to be selling that particular weekend. Chuck, thank you so much for checking in this morning. Glad to hear from you. And thanks for all you're doing.
Mark, thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll cross paths again real soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much. Chuck Smeltz, leader in our community, leader in his church, which is Christ Community United Methodist Church out on Park Road. There at Community Aid Saturday about 10 or 11 o'clock is when you'll be able to enjoy what has become a famous stop for a lot of folks for some good chicken.